Track 5. Look who's on the other side. It will be all Whiteley on the night for a Norfolk Television presenter who is thrilled to be back on our screens.
David Whiteley is back. The presenter, who was a BBC fixture for more than 20 years, has gone over to the other side and is delighted to be back with the local news. The new ITV Anglia news host now joins Becky Jago in the Norwich studio every evening, while his wife, Amelia Reynolds, continues presenting for the BBC. So will David and Amelia be chasing the same stories and comparing viewing figures over breakfast? I don't think we'll be discussing work at home quite as much, said David. And two viewers neither can count on are their daughters, 11-year-old Annabelle and 8-year-old Cleo. They won't watch either of us. They're not interested, said David. Years ago, I was excited about being asked to present on Children in Need, and Annabelle said, "Do you have to? It's just so embarrassing." When the BBC axed its regional investigative Inside Out programmes around the country last year, David found out his job was gone over a video call. Despite pleas to keep the local programming strand, people like Stephen Fry and Lenny Henry supported us, marvelled David. He knew that it was time to look elsewhere. And so, amid the pressures of family life in a global pandemic, although David admits Amelia did most of the homeschooling, David began job hunting for the first time in 23 years. I considered doing anything because you do. You look at your reserves starting to dwindle, said David, who's gained a lot of fans across the East for his combination of easygoing humour, genuine interest in his audience and the story he's telling, and the ability to get to the heart of heavier issues too, from surfing to climate change and child prodigies to financial scams. He rides that fine line between entertainment and information, with a winning grin and serious ability. After his final shift with the BBC, David decided to try creating his own documentaries, setting up a business and getting some of his ideas underway. And then this fabulous opportunity came along that I'd never dreamed of, he said. If the position had come up while I was still working for the BBC, I would have applied. Jonathan Wills was moving back home to a similar job in Jersey, leaving a vacancy for a presenter to co-host the Evening Anglia news programme alongside Becky Jago. Although he interviews people for a living, David admitted to being extremely nervous about the interview process. I hadn't done a job interview for more than 20 years, he said. I hadn't even worn a suit for over a year. I just about sneaked a haircut in the first week it was legal. When it was announced that he had actually got the job, he was overwhelmed by the public support. I had so many messages, texts, tweets, emails, I couldn't believe it. David grew up in Essex and began his career at 18 with work experience on a local commercial radio station. A year later, he was presenting its news programme. In 2000, he moved on to television and BBC Look East. Within 3 years, he was working on Inside Out, which he produced and presented for 17 years. Away from work, David loves the sea and is a keen and accomplished surfer. But it was his beloved waves which brought his scariest assignment. It was only by chance that he was in Hemsby with a camera crew, making a piece for The One Show on the night of the December 2013 storm surge. People across the country and eventually around the world watched in horror as the owners of clifftop chalets saw their homes and possessions toppling down the cliffs towards the stormy sea. I was frightened that night for myself and for everyone there. It was overwhelming, he said. It was a story David returned to several times, charting the way the community rallied around to help. We weren't just there and then disappeared, we went back, although they would always joke, "Oh, Whiteley's here again, the harbinger of doom." He missed the coast and surfing during lockdown. I had to tell friends not to phone me about going surfing, he said. Instead, he ran and is a familiar figure on routes close to his South Norfolk home. How lucky we are in Norfolk having all this space, he said. His absolute favourite place is Cromer. I love Cromer because it's where I surf and we've got a lot of friends there. Well, I love all of the Norfolk coast. See, Pawling, Hunstanton. I'm a big, big fan of Wells. We are very lucky in Norfolk. His enforced break has also given him a taste for weekends off after working 6 days a week hosting Radio Norfolk's Saturday Breakfast Programme and Treasure Quest, as well as his television commitments. It's actually really nice having weekends off, said David. It's time with the kids, while they still want to spend time with me. Daughter Cleo loves acting, and Annabelle is a keen football player and fan. And David said, I'm over the moon that Norwich City have been promoted. I'm ecstatic, but it's my daughter who's got me more into football. David's other great love is the Star Wars films. He's made two documentaries and written a book about the British talent behind that galaxy far, far away. So, how long before his new Anglia viewers get a hint of his obsession? I might leave it a week or two and then try and weave something in, said David, who even celebrates his birthday on May the 4th, known to fans as Star Wars Day from May the 4th Be With You. But it actually is his birthday and not a superfan thing. The 44-year-old has already asked his new co-host one important question and has been disappointed by the answer. Becky Jago has never seen one single Star Wars film, he said. Neither has Amelia. Two of the most significant women in my life have never seen Star Wars. This is not the first time he's worked with Becky. Becky and I worked for the same commercial radio station in the mid-90s, he said. We've already got the rapport. Ahead of starting at Anglia, David said, I'm most looking forward to working with the most amazing, lovely people. We would always watch a little bit to see what they were up to and think how polished it was, how slick the presenters were. The production values are very high. I feel like the new boy and like I'm 23 years old again. I couldn't wait to be in a new studio again. It just felt very comfortable and exciting. I've missed working with a great team, and I've missed presenting. And while the BBC-ITV rivalry will not disrupt family life, David couldn't resist pointing out that he goes head-to-head with Look East co-host Stuart White. It's Whiteley versus White, he says. And Sarah, could I just add my congratulations to David on starting the very job that I started more than 30 years ago? Crikey. I'm sure he'll be a great success.